Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Doug hates candy wrappers, greedy baby sticky seeds with 50 ads of popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Everybody, my name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Sure. You know what I don't love? Fucking donuts. But I'll give these people a plug. Bylers. Yes. Glad I pronounced that right. Don't want to make anybody mad. Don't want to have to apologize like I'm Johnny Depp or something. Oh, shit. We're coming to you once again from Helium in Philadelphia. Most comedy clubs, you could just kind of glance around and see the name of the club. But this one, you really got to turn all the way around. At least from where I'm sitting on the edge of the stage next to four guest chairs. I got an amazing, amazing Philly crew here to have a gas. It's Saturday, June 24th, 2017. And this, I think of Philadelphia as a name tag making town. So show me what you got. Oh. Incredible. Oh, I like a mountain vista or an ocean view, but from where I'm sitting right now, this is perfection. So many name tags. Everybody in the front row has one. It's always funny when I do a show and people in the front row that went to that effort to be in the front row are just sitting there. I go, did you bring a name tag? They're like, what? But every single person has a name tag in the front row, so I'm going to talk about each and every one of them. Horrible Josh's, that explains itself. Unjakeable, that one's easy to grasp. What's this Mission Impossible?
Missing in Joshable.
Felch instead of Fletch, I don't know what's going on there. Seems like a terrible nickname for a young lady. What's your name?
My last name's Felch.
Your last name is Felch?
It's been rough.
You're allowed to change it, right? Do the laws of Pennsylvania prevent it?
Or New Jersey?
This is somebody just holding up a Talladega Nights shirt. Where's your name?
The Ballad of Mickey Bobby.
The Ballad of Mickey Bobby. Nice. I like it when it's in the fine print. Like Robin Hood, what did you change?
Rob.
Oh, your name is Rob? Morgan's Mo. I get that one. Morgan. Teenage Michael Ninja Turtles. The Ward of the Worlds. Your last name is Ward.
Yes.
Okay, good. It's not a good first name for a lady. Cindiana Jones at the Temple of Doug. Eric Pilgrim versus the World. P Terminator 2 Judgment Day. I saw this one on the internet. I did not care for it. It's Get Kim to the Greek, but she beautifully gave me Jonah Hill's chin. I am not fucking there yet, man. I guess it's a good... I should just put this on the elliptical. Just stare at it the whole time. Because you're so enthusiastic. You're there with the fucking... The horns that Gene Simmons tried to copyright, even though people did that for millions of years. La La Jan, which I saw on the internet, and you pointed out that the streetlight and the stars light up, and you are correct. I appreciated that you could not convey that in the picture of it, but now that I see it in person, it's beautiful. Ghost in the Shelby. Nice. And how Stella Scott her groove back. That's like perfect for Philadelphia because that's the M. Night Shyamalan of movie title puns with your name in it. How Stella Scott her groove back. It's like, oh shit, where are we going? And me, and I you put me on Tay Diggs' body. That's more like it. And you gave me and, what's her name, Angela Bassett. We both have fucking huge ass joints in our mouths. I think she's probably more of a blunt girl, especially in Jamaica. But great job, everybody. That was the whole front row. Yeah, and there's still great ones behind them. So my guests, I hope, will be very diligent in determining who they're going to choose. Doug Plugs, we are back here tomorrow at 4:20. Are you guys coming back tomorrow? Holy shit. That's awesome. If you still haven't bought a ticket, I think there's like 30 or 40 left. And how does it work? How do you get in the front row? Do you get here the earliest?
Yes.
That's all it takes?
Yes.
So somebody could buy a ticket now. Somebody could jump up from their seat, run to the box office, buy a ticket, get camp here overnight. All right, so that's going to be a lot of fun tomorrow. I mean, the guests are amazing both days, so you don't get all FOMO on me. Maybe even do this, Philadelphia. It's a beautiful train ride into New York City where Douglas Movies will be at the Gramercy Theater Monday night. Yeah. Some tickets left for that. Or how about this? Buy a plane ticket and go to Kansas City, Missouri. That's how I'm going to frame this from now on. Whatever city I'm in, I'm going to tell them how they can get to these future shows, because on July 2nd, I'm at the Improv in Kansas City. And here's another close one for you guys. This isn't a bad flight. I'm doing stand-up on Wednesday, July 5th at Wise Guys at the Gateway in Salt Lake City. I think many Philadelphians wonder what life is like in Salt Lake City. All of my dates and deets and links are at DougLovesMovies.com. Oh, I love it. That's going to catch on. I'll get tired of it eventually, but for now. All right, so we got a bunch of donuts up here. I'm always loath to donut throw to throw nuts, if you will, here at Helium, because it's not only is it a nice club with nicely painted walls, it's also got a low ceiling. So there's been some incidents with, I think I broke a light here once. So it'll be more, maybe more of a donut tossing situation or just handing out. But thanks for bringing donuts, keeping that alive. And getting them in. Some comedy clubs are like, uh-uh. And then I go out, you know, after the show, and they're like, do you want these? And there's a stack of fucking donut boxes. I'm like, thanks for wrecking, you know. That Get Kim to the Greek, Doug Benson would want all those donuts. This one's trying to keep it together. What a roller coaster it is to be close to Jonah Hill. Emotional roller coaster. Because sometimes you can say to him, oh man, you look great. Sometimes. I mean, if it's maybe it's for a role every time, because he always seems to be the right size for the part. And he's always great, and seems like a nice guy. It was Johnny Depp that called him fat. Let's get him out here. My guest tonight. Oh, shit. Wait, my guests. I got to tell you what's in the prize bag. It became a tradition to tell, you know, became a regular thing for me to describe the items in the prize bag that I brought when it's just me. Because with three or four other comedians and actors and wrestlers or whoever they are sitting there and me going through item by item, it takes fucking forever. I mean, it takes long enough as it is. A copy of my CD. Some crocheted... a crocheted donut. Yeah. Excellent for throwing. I knew there was more than one here. I started to say donuts, and then I held back because I wasn't sure. So there's three of them for your throwing pleasure. Those were made by somebody in some other city I was at recently. One of these great, I love these ashtrays. I'm going to keep one for myself. It's for the new Showtime show, I'm dying up here. But it is such an old school ashtray. I fucking love it. And they used to have those all over the Comedy Store in L.A., but it said, said Comedy Store or Do Not Steal. And, oh, this is, you know, you're going to love this. Just completely fucking smashed up by baggage handlers. A D-luscious donut that's seen better days. A peacemaker pipe that's only been used once. And in an alley close by. I got to hang out with Preston and Steve, WMMR, yesterday morning for the fourth annual, just hanging out at Hershey Park. First time it rained a lot of the time, but I didn't give a shit. As long, you know, if the rain didn't stop, that would have been bad because a lot of the rides, they can't open them in the rain. But a lot of them, they're like, we don't care. If you get rained on, which is that's an unusual experience in and of itself, is being rained on a roller coaster. And while I was there, they gave me a meal ticket that I did not use. It's good for a large fountain or regular hot beverage. Wait, that's all it's good for? It's only good for a beverage? No, it says meal ticket, so I think a meal also, whatever they consider a meal. I'll just give you some examples. Subway, Overlook Food Court. You know, it's based on the food court from the film The Shining. And Timber Treats, that's where when you're waiting to get your food every once in a while, an entire tree falls over. And crushes someone. No, this doesn't expire till October 29th, so I figure, you know, there's a chance that the winner will go out to Hershey Park or know somebody that does. I always have a blast out there. I enjoyed the new triple Hershey Tower attraction, you know, which is basically one of those towers we just shoot up and bounce around, but they really have a lot of, they have different sizes, and they each do different amount of bouncing. So it's super fun. You know, like the shortest one bounces a lot because like little kids aren't scared of bouncing. They're scared of shooting up really high and maybe never returning to Earth. Now it's time to bring out my guests. Please welcome Chip Chantry, Randy Lawson, Michelle Balloon, and Doogie Horner! All right. Here they are. Let's meet them individually. Starting with first time ever guest. You all right over there? Randy Lawson is here.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for having me, Doug.
You're welcome. Philadelphia comedy phenom, internet phenom as well. You're always posting hilarious stuff. On the internet, lots of pictures of your kid these days.
Yeah, I'm that girl now.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah,
it can happen to anybody. And we first met because you would come to shows that I was performing here at Helium. Maybe from the very first time I played this club.
I was going to say I brought a name tag that was just my name in purple letters.
That's what you thought it was? Just write your name down.
Before it became the name tag thing, before it became the posters, people came with like, you know, they made an effort, but it wasn't.
It was just their name.
It was their name done in like cool font or with some.
Oh, you wrote it in calligraphy or some shit? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you get picked?
No.
So you learned fast, and then what movie pun did you do when you made one that was a movie poster?
I made myself as a Carrie with the blood and the prom dress and everything. It said,
"Oh nice. Shit, we got a twin in the audience."
Yeah.
And what was it?
It said, "Don't take Randy to a podcast."
And now that's probably 6 years ago.
Something like that.
Something-ish. Yeah.
Yeah.
And now you're here as a guest.
It can happen to you, folks. Yeah.
I wouldn't. No. I wouldn't encourage
Dream
them.
Dream big.
I wouldn't say that, but. But now you kind of almost have to pick that name tag that's scary.
Nah, no.
I like it. I like your attitude. You're perfect for this show. And joining us once again is Michelle Balloon!
Yay!
Hey, Michelle.
Hey, Doug.
I feel obligated to spell your name for people that want to look you up on Twitter and
Do
stuff.
Do it.
Because people hear balloon, they just want... They
Comedy!
Probably,
those
they
funny
probably,
balloons!
They probably just spell it balloon style. But it's B-I-L-O-O-N.
It is!
Yeah,
yes.
There you go. And
thank you.
You've been on the show before. In fact, you were on, I believe, the last time we did a show here in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And my question to you is, did you win?
No, I never won.
Oh, okay.
I know that I didn't win that one or any other one.
It all right.
Happened.
Why are you so bad at it?
Because I like to win.
Oh,
your win.
Competitive edge is just the opposite?
Yeah, even at things I'm not necessarily good at, like movie trivia, I strive to win.
All right, well, that's all we can ask for.
Yeah.
That seems like enough. I mean, you know, people might... I wonder if anybody in the audience has ever, like, kind of put their name tag down when a guest comes around that... probably wouldn't win.
Don't pick me.
That'd be so sad.
Me,
No. No, I'm good. You don't have to pick me. Well, hopefully that doesn't happen to you today. I didn't.
No,
I'm not trying to set you up for that.
Well, it'll be a great underdog story, I think, with what you're setting up.
If you came back to your chair, no one would let me have their name tag. That'd be pretty amazing, because Carrie's looking for somebody.
Yeah. No. No.
All right, well, let's see if my next guest, Chip Chantry, everybody.
Woo! Thank you, good to be here.
I and we first met Chip on the last show at Raleigh's Goodnight in Raleigh.
Raleigh's and Goodnight?
Yeah, Raleigh's and Goodnight. North Carolina, and we had a lot of fun there. But your competition was, what was it, Todd Glass?
Mr. Todd Glass was... the whole show was a blur except for the fact that he tried to throw a donut into the crowd and hit a clock that was literally like 2 feet there, and it bounced back onto the stage. That's how bad Todd Glass it is at this entire podcast. And I still fucking lost to him. So
he won that day?
He won that day.
Yeah. No.
Yes.
Yeah. I refuse to believe that. But that's also when Todd is on, when Bert Kreischer's on, there's certain guests that I dumb everything down for them.
Yes, yeah. It was,
you know, like when you're watching Celebrity Jeopardy, you're like, why do I know all the answers all of a sudden?
Name a movie.
So yeah, so we make it a lot easier. Yeah, no, there's literally a game where you just have to say the movie title back the fastest.
Yeah, that's yes.
I say a title, whoever repeats it back the quickest is the winner. So so I guess Todd did well at that.
He did all right.
And,
yeah.
he beat your ass.
He did. He did.
Well, good luck today, Chip.
Thank you.
And thank you for being here. And finally, the person with the most appearances under his belt and the best shirts in the business, it's Doogie Horner.
Thank you.
Now, Doogie, would you do a stand-up comedy set in that ensemble?
Yeah, why not?
Kind of a print shirt, Hawaiian-y style.
Most of my shows are
with
on
khakis
boats,
and
so
no socks and
no socks. I keep it light, you know. Yeah. I'm a very, very high energy performer, and so you know I got to wear stuff that's light, so I don't sweat too much because I really get into it. I run around the room.
I feel like we'd be remiss not saying this. He actually showed up in a pair of shorts and changed in the green room.
Yeah, oh, okay. That's Philadelphia style. You walk around in long pants, you're going to have fucking swamp ass. So it's nice to switch to some freshies. You could have, and you switched to long pants because we're in a nice air-conditioned environment.
Is this unprofessional, this Hawaiian shirt?
No, not at all. I wasn't saying it was unprofessional. I'm looking back to, we also met here at this very club. When one or both of us was extremely inebriated.
We were both really drunk.
But I was a big fan of your antics, and I call it that for a reason, on America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
Because I call it antics when somebody, stand-up comedy's hard to do on that show.
Yeah.
And you...
It used to be even worse. It used to be like, it was all like, you know, a troop of 30 dancing girls with bells on their fingers, and then a guy juggling chainsaws, and then me standing stock still talking about muffins, and then a girl with cancer that sings like an angel. And, you know, it was a very...
You're not watching this season?
Did I just describe who's on this season?
No. But it's worse. Like,
really?
The acts are fucking crazy tech heavy and lots of, you know, lots of bells and whistles and really, like, people are really stepping up.
Huh.
But then there's also a girl that's like, my dad's dying of cancer. This song's for him. Hit it. And you cannot not cry at a girl singing about her cancer, dad.
Having cancer is not a talent. I'm sorry. I know it's a hot take.
No, but she's one of the lucky ones, as is the dad, that she might win America's Got Talent and he's dying. That usually doesn't work out that way. Usually someone's dying and she's by your bedside for too much time every day. You kind of need a moment to yourself.
Yeah, shouldn't you really be home with your dad?
Did you go away and be on a talent competition? I'm trying to die over here. And I want something good to watch on the TV.
What song? It'd be funny. She was like, my dad's dying of cancer. This song's for him. I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts, lady. There they are. We're standing in a row.
No, she sang Christina Perry's Arms, which is just about how much you love being in someone you love's embrace. It was brutal. But at least she didn't do 1,000 Years from Twilight. That would have been a little sad. A little extra sad for the cancer patient to watch a song about vampires living for thousands of years. I know too much about everything. So, Doogie, the reason I brought up your outfit
Everybody
was not to
does.
Roast your outfit.
No, everybody does.
But
it's
I think on America's Got Talent, and in the early days of your comedy, you were a suit guy.
Yeah, I used to wear very nice suits, and I had to stop because nobody does that. Like, nobody my age walks onto stage in a suit, and I realized that it was odd because I had to. My opener had to be about my suit, and I realized if I have to explain what I'm wearing, I'm probably not wearing the right thing.
Yeah, comedy got super casual somehow.
It really did. It got all
It's really kind of your thing if you're wearing a suit, like Paul F. Tompkins,
it was
obviously.
A thing. Yeah.
But, like, you know, it's a thing that's not that much fun to sustain. So you always have to have a fucking suit. Like, you would have had to change a lot more when you got here if you were still suit guy.
Not just the shorts, yeah.
Greg Proops is mostly in a suit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they can sort of pull it off because it fits their style. But with my style, it was just a weird thing, so I had to stop. But now, apparently...
Yeah, there are a couple of nerds, and you're a fucking...
I'm like a hip, cool guy.
Hip, cool.
I'm like a young, hip, cool guy. You look at me, you're like, he's got a skateboarder, too.
This yeah, Paul looks... and Greg do not have skateboards. I will give you that. All right, so let's go down the line here and find out what you guys have for the prize bag, starting with Michelle Balloon.
Okay, it's a Michelle Balloon prize package.
You get I like it. Like a Michelle Balloon weekend?
Yeah, Michelle, you get to be at my house, take care of my 4-year-old daughter. I'm going to go to Hawaii. So,
you can borrow my shirt.
You get my...
Points.
Is it going to be a motif of shirt humor? Is that what we're expecting?
We'll try.
It's what we got so far to work with.
Yeah, it's really... No, I can't mess with it. I don't want to step on the shirt laughs.
I'll keep it buttoned down.
The...
Sorry.
Do you have one more?
No, I'm thinking furiously of one, but
that's okay. You wear your heart on your sleeve.
There we go.
Button it. All right.
No.
Zip it.
It's waning.
Now the crowd is just angry. They're like, don't you fucking
dare. This isn't Doug Love Shirts.
One more shirt joke. Oh, that's a good point. DougLoveShirts.com.
There you go.
I don't mention it very often because, you know, like, I'm not a shirt salesman.
Right.
But since it's come up in at such length.
Yeah.
And Doug Loves Movie Shirts and many other shirts are available there for purchase.
And I should now mention a nice segue. One of the other prizes in the Michelle Balloon prize package is, could you hold my mic, Chip, please, so I can fully thank you.
Mmm.
Ooh. It's a shirt. It's a shirt.
That was weird. Shirt. Three people went ooh.
It's based on a popular punchline of a joke I have that everybody knows. It's a drink. It says potato water, and it's like, you know, vodka.
You have to do the whole potato water bit.
Yeah, I do. But yeah, if you win, I'm gonna do the joke for you, and then I'll hand it to you ceremoniously.
And, this is turning into a Michelle Balloon prize package.
And one, and that's not all. Oh. and a button with my face on it. So, you know, you can put it on the shirt. Hot off the presses. You'll get the first button out of the new button order. There we go, and that's it.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Great job.
Top that, motherfucker.
Pass
it.
Wow.
Damn it.
Pass that stuff down, Michelle.
Oh.
Is it in its own bag or is it all loose?
You know what? These other two people brought bags trying to make it look, you know, organized.
Like they brought more stuff?
Yeah. No, me and Doogie, we went bagless.
I honestly just want one thing from each guest. Comedians and everybody that comes on the show feels like they need to compete for best prizes, but, you know, you could just bring one shitty thing as far as I'm concerned.
I'm taking some shit back then. I'm not.
What do you got, Chip?
All right, I got some gummy bears.
Oh.
Haribo. And I got a copy of my CD, Chip Chantry, Across from the Adonis, recorded here a couple years ago. And Doogie is quite the fashionable guy. From 5 years ago, I'm wearing the same goddamn shirt that I was right now. It's the same exact shirt that I'm wearing right now. because I own three shirts. So there you go. Deal with that. And then I actually did bring another shirt that I should keep for myself. It's from my buddy's store, Shive Vintage, and it's a shirt that says, yeah, Shive, great place. It says, Philadelphia isn't as bad as Philadelphians say it is. So that's... And the bag's from Shive, too. It's more of a satchel. And finally, just for you real movie lovers, I got Arthur on VHS right here.
The original Arthur.
The original Dudley Moore Arthur that I actually won. I was at a gas station a couple of years ago, and this like woman was doing this promotion about like, you know, like shit that you could use to like buff your tires, you know, clean your tires. And she's like giving this whole pitch, and I was like, all right, I'll buy one. And then she has this like, we're playing a game. And she's like, you can pay $2 more for an entire other can or pick from one of the prizes. I was like, fuck that, I'm just taking a prize. And she was really upset because she didn't have many prizes left. But I was like, I'm taking it. She's like, it's only an Arthur VHS. And I'm like, I'm taking the fucking Arthur VHS. And I never opened it. So it's brand new. So there you
wow,
go.
Wow, unopened.
Wow.
Mint.
Yeah, give me that bag, too. Well, that is really nice. This isn't some Russell Brand bullshit.
Yeah, it's the original.
This is the Dudley Moore original. One of AFI's 100 funniest movies.
Really?
Yeah, I wouldn't put it in my top 1,000.
No.
I think that list was made when the VHS was still out. I think that's...
number 80.
Still.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
I mean, it's funny, and he's great in it. Like, he's very good, but... And John Gielgud is good as his manservant. You know, people say it to this day when you say something irrelevant, you know, nobody cares about. I'll alert the media was the butler in that movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Didn't know that was him.
Yeah. Hmm. He's the first, John Gielgud was first, I think he may have won Best Supporting Actor for it even.
Wow. I'll alert the media.
God damn it! Randy, what do you got?
So by day, I design pop culture and movie kind of novelties and housewares. So I brought some stuff that I've worked on.
Okay.
So first, from the classic A Holiday Tale, A Christmas Story, leg lamp, ice cubes. Make your own ice cubes.
Whoa. So you put this, yeah, it's a tray, and you fill it with water, and all your ice cubes are leg lamp shaped.
Yep. If you break them, what is it, the line he says?
Oh, I don't remember.
It's not a finger, right?
Not a finger.
Right.
Get the fucking glue, Francine. Yeah. I swear to God.
Why does it say fragile on the box? What can you possibly do to this rubber?
Fragile.
Fragile.
I walked into that one. Okay, what else?
So I have a three-dimensionally shaped Wonder Woman bottle opener.
Oh. Whoa.
She's molded in gold.
That's awesome.
I got just a couple more things. ICUPonline.com. ICUPonline.com is where you can find all this stuff.
Okay.
A body molded Deadpool shot glass. Shaped like Deadpool and his muscles.
Oh, I'm going to hang on to that one. Oh, wait, it's just... Wait, what?
It's like his muscular physique.
It's just his body.
Right.
On a shot glass.
Right.
It's his torso.
So you could do body shots.
Yeah.
All right, I don't need it. I don't need that thing.
Oh, sorry. then a little furry Ewok can huggy. Oh,
an Ewok?
Yeah. So you put it on your drink and it's nice and furry and keeps it cool.
Yeah. I love
it's
that.
It's Wicket.
Oh,
you guys
okay.
know Wicket? Wicket, the Ewok?
He survived, right?
Yeah.
He's not. What was the name of the one who died? Does anybody know? Probably not. Yeah. Probably never learned his name. I was just happy at least one of them died.
And the last thing is a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle shaped like a turtle shell and chest apothecary jar to keep your apothecaries. Because when you make officially licensed goods, you can't call them stash jars. So I never called this a stash jar. So enjoy.
Oh my God, you can put weed in your apothecary jar? It is going to carry some pot, this apothecary jar.
How do you open it?
With strength.
Oh, okay.
So
we should say that Ewok thing was a koozie. I don't think the word koozie got out there.
Oh yeah, it's a koozie.
It's a koozie. Uh-huh. So that's funny to stand around with a beer that's got an Ewok on it.
Yeah.
And the Ewok's face is kind of warm and fuzzy. So especially if you're in a cold environment, but you want to keep your beer cold and your hand warm.
Oh yeah.
Boom boom. Boom. Doogie, it's a hard act to follow.
Well, I'm gonna try. I brought one of my books, some very interesting cats perhaps you weren't aware of.
Great book. I always like to open to a random cat.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's how many cats in here?
100. Wait, how many? Now what would you pay?
I don't like the one I turned to. I like this one. Lars the weightlifter. Kind of a rolling laugh as people see it.
And then I also wrote my email in there. And if you, I'm just a really lonely guy. And no, please, if you win, email me and I'll send you a copy of my album, A Delicate Man. And I guess if anybody else emails me, I'll probably do that too.
Could find out today who the winner is and get their name and work it out before this is on the internet.
That's a lot.
Well, like, if you were trying to reach out to Doogie Horner via email, what address would you use? Okay, see, people already know it, so. Okay. I don't know what you're hiding behind.
Well, it's
fucking Kim's first guess.
My email is actually snazzyshirtguy@hotmail.com.
Let me see that name tag again, because these guys didn't see it. Look what she did to me. She Jonah Hilled my fucking neck. And what else, Doogie?
I also brought a VHS tape, Trading Places. Great film. And this one has been opened, and I did not win it at a gas station.
Jamie Lee Curtis's boobs.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's one of the highlights of this one. Yeah, it's. I haven't seen it in a long time, but it's a pretty entertaining movie, and whoever wins is going to have to buy a VCR. By applause, who can actually watch a VHS tape?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, well, let's narrow it down. Only you are eligible today. Only those people. All right, I have a couple of questions. Nothing too serious. Don't worry too much about right or wrong answers. But Michelle,
yes.
What was the last movie you saw?
The last movie I saw was Wonder Woman yesterday.
Mm-hmm. What time was it? What theater was it? Was it clean?
It was the United Artists on Christopher Columbus. It was at 11:20, 3D, and it was not clean.
3D?
What? Well, that was what was playing.
You put
when
on
I
the glasses?
There. Yeah, what's wrong with that?
I don't like it at all.
You don't like the glasses or
let's
the,
say,
or the
let's
dimensions?
Let's say you're Doogie Horner.
Let's just say. Well,
you gotta put those fucking things over your existing glasses.
And my
yeah,
glasses
but we're
are
not
huge.
Doogie Horner.
Not comfortable.
Nope.
But yeah. They're fine.
And I used to be a glasses wearer, and I got LASIK many years ago. But now when I put those on, I'm just irritated that they're forcing me back into a life that I left behind.
You wear sunglasses, though.
That's true, but that's to keep the sun out of my eyes. Yeah. Not to see a slightly bit more depth in a fucking Pirates movie. Like, it's usually not worth it. Like, what's the last great 3D thing anybody's seen? Like, I think Guardians probably looks great in 3D, but it looks great on a flat screen.
I love
Avatar was the last really good one.
Jackass in 3D was actually really great. Amazing use of 3D.
Friday the 13th, 3D.
Inside Out.
It's good.
Look good in 3D?
Yeah.
Because you know it's a cartoon.
What?
Yeah, so there's no... Like, they did one of those things where they 3D-ized Nightmare Before Christmas, and it's just bullshit, because it already looked very 3D, because it's a bunch of little puppets running around, you know?
But it didn't make it worse. Like, it was still...
Hey, we're going to charge you two extra bucks to not make it worse. Put these glasses on your head. Because some of them, maybe you got good glasses, but a lot of the times the glasses are uncomfortable.
At
the Chinese out in Hollywood, the glasses are like fucking heavy on your nose. Like they're these really weird heavy glasses. Same with the arc light.
Yeah,
but some of them are just like shitty.
They were
sunglasses
shitty.
That are plastic.
And the nice thing here is, in Philly, it was only $12 to see it in 3D. Like unlike seeing it at the arc light, where it would have been like $20 or whatever.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Let's not dwell on the 3D thing.
And that's all I have to say about it. That's my review.
As a woman, that's all I have to say. I didn't mind wearing the glasses. Yeah. So that means you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I did. I thought it was a super fun, great movie. I enjoyed it very much.
When is your 4-year-old going to get to see it?
She loves the Star Wars franchise.
Hey, what are you doing now?
I'm just saying.
It's not the movie, Star Wars.
No, but what I'm saying is that this movie is a little more violent than so she probably won't see it for
Star
a few
Wars.
Years.
They just blow up entire planets.
They
you don't,
do. It's at a distance.
You don't see anyone die. You just hear, oh my God. A fucking genocide of a planet just happened.
Yeah, you don't see the hurt and injured children. Yeah. They're just a distant visualization. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I get it. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. It is very, like, that's what drives me crazy about, the standards these days is it's a big studio movie, and they maybe had to make a couple of cuts, but I doubt it, because they just basically never show any bloodshed, even though our hero is murdering people with a sword.
Yeah.
For an entire movie. It's very bizarre. And the other thing is I love the idea of female empowerment and little girls seeing
thank
this
you.
Movie.
Thank you so much. Thank
You're welcome.
You. Women, thank you.
You're welcome. But...
Wait!
When I saw it, they were bringing every goddamn age, infants, 2-year-olds, 3-year-olds. Oh, it's not a movie for children.
No,
but
no.
They decide, hey, finally, a fucking movie about a female, superhero. Let's take our little girl. It's their thoughts, their intentions are right, but it's not for children.
No, fuck you. Yeah, I don't. If you bring your kid to a movie, fucking die. Like, I just.
Wow.
I can't.
Hot take.
Michelle Balloon on the record, never taking your children to the movies. You're on your own, kids. There's a thing out there called cinema, and that's all I'm going to tell you.
Everything said on Doug Loves Movies is endorsed by Doug Loves Movies. So,
Chip, what was the last movie you saw?
I just rewatched the classic Canadian BMX movie, Rad. Yeah. Amazing.
Who's in film. That?
Nobody of note. No one.
Becky's in it.
Who's it? Oh, yeah, Aunt Becky from Full House is in it. She's the love interest.
What?
Yes, yeah.
I don't even know what Aunt Becky from Full House is.
Lori Loughlin.
Oh!
Yes, Lori Loughlin.
Lori Loughlin, okay.
Yeah. They were so that excited.
Aunt Becky. I swear to God, I don't ever remember them calling her Aunt Becky. I think it's always just like, hey, you.
Yo.
But I also didn't watch it much.
You probably didn't see the 3D version of Full House. That's what it was.
I was out on Friday nights partying. Like, I don't know Family Matters either, really. I mean, ooh. I know he says, did I do that? After just directly doing something. Yeah. Like, I would fucking murder Urkel.
Well, on the
not
show,
funny at all.
So what you missed on the show, he'd go, did I do that? And everyone would go, yes. And he'd be like, all right, sorry, I just, that was the bit. And they do it every time, be like, sorry, I don't know, I just didn't know. It was obviously, okay, well, I'm sorry.
But he'd take a basketball and like throw it in a vase and it would break and then he'd go, did I do that?
Yeah, and then everyone would go, yeah.
Yeah.
And he'd go, okay, well,
why do you still live with us?
I'm just checking.
Like, nobody ever had him tested for anything. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, maybe get the kids some help.
You think he had STDs?
Yeah, yeah.
Did I get that?
Wah, wah. Just throwing in a quick advertisement for local area Wawas. Randy?
I saw Everybody Wants Some.
Oh, the Linklater?
Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
I quite enjoyed it.
It's good, right?
Yeah. It's like that thing he does where it's like slice of life and fun characters and all that.
Yeah, and less hazing. There's less hazing than there was in Dazed and Confused.
Right.
It's more about we're just all on a baseball team. My only thing that I missed from it is like girl characters.
You know,
it's all dudes.
That was the point I was making. It was missing the fun and like interesting girl characters of Dazed and Confused, except there was one female character that was super charming and interesting. And I IMDb'd her afterwards.
Yeah.
And it's the daughter of Leah Thompson.
Oh.
She's an actress. And then I thought the most intriguing dude in the movie, I looked him up, and he is the...
Son of Kurt Russell.
Yes.
Yes, Wyatt Russell.
Wyatt Russell. So I was just kind of like, yeah, nice next generation stuff.
Yeah.
Cool movie.
And if
I'm
you
just
take
not,
your kid
I'm
to
just
see
nodding
that.
In agreement.
Yeah.
Putting the Douglas movie seal of approval. Yeah, I just wish it was less about dudes and baseball, but other than that, I liked it.
Yeah.
Dukes.
I went to the Mahoning Drive-In, and I saw... Whoa. Yeah, great drive-in theater.
Drive-in, yes. Keep it alive.
And I saw Batman and Batman Returns, double feature.
What?
Yeah.
It's a drive-in that's like showing revival shit?
Yeah, they show...
In double bills?
Yep.
That's amazing.
It's awesome. They'll show like Wayne's World 2.
I think the only way they can stay in business is by having the latest like Transformers or whatever.
No, but it's all repertory.
For people with kids that are, you know, at least nice enough to just keep it in your car.
They don't have to die. They're fine.
Or do they still have a playground at the drive-in? Like a swing set? Like when John Travolta's on the swings and in Greece and he's singing about Sandy?
They have camping.
What?
They have camping.
Oh, this movie's too much for you. Spend the night.
Well, because they do a thing called like Splatterfest or something like that in the summer, and it's 2 days of movies.
Oh, and they'll just play them all night long.
And they play them all night, and then you can you know put your tent in the back, and yeah, it's great. And it's a huge screen. It's really big.
This place sounds awesome.
It's really awesome.
What, yeah. Are they open like 2 months a year?
1 week. in the winter, it's really poorly run, but I think they're probably like 3 months, 4 months.
All right.
Yeah, and it's great.
You know, here on the East Coast, man.
It's a paradise.
And in a lot of places.
It's film lover's paradise.
The winter is just getting shorter and shorter.
Yeah, I know.
It's really a bummer.
Everywhere except Buffalo, no matter how hot it gets. They'll still have 9 months of snow.
Oh my God.
It's the lake effect. Is there a cruel god at the bottom of the lake? Is there a snow demon? Yes.
Is it the lake house effect? Are Keanu and Sandra involved? All right, one more question before we move on to the next part of the show. And I've been bugging all of my guests with this lately, and frankly, I haven't had the greatest, so far, Predestination seems to be the movie that is the greatest movie I've never seen. So just raise your hand when you think of one, because I know I'm springing this question on you. But what's a movie you think I haven't seen that you think I will think is great? Doogie.
Mouse Hunt. It's Gore Verbinski.
What about me makes you think I haven't seen Mouse Hunt?
You hate mice. And Nathan Lane.
Yeah, it's Nathan Lane, and it's basically Home Alone, but with a mouse instead of a kid.
I never thought of it that way.
It's time to start thinking of it that way. How about Die Hard with a mouse instead of Bruce Willis?
It's like Under Siege, not on a boat. That's how I describe Die Hard. So I'd say it's like Under Siege, not on a boat, with a mouse. And no, you were right. It's like Home Alone.
Yeah, I've seen it. I love how you threw in also that it's from Gore Verbinski.
Well, I just
like,
want
that's
people to know
a sign
that
of greatness.
I'm a filmaberg, you know. I like, you know, flicks.
You're a film of what?
Filmaberg.
That
That's not real.
Cinema. A cinema pile.
Cinema file.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, sure.
Michelle's looking hers up on her phone.
Wow.
Randy's got one.
Have you seen The Dangerous Lives of Altar Boys?
Wait, who's in that? Emile Hirsch?
Emile Hirsch and Kieran Culkin.
Yeah, I saw that.
I love me some Culkins.
All the Culkins are always great in everything Culkins, they're ever in. I'm a total Culkin fan. Yeah. I am completely with you on that. Like, Kieran Culkin showed up for, like, just one, like, a scene on an episode of Fargo, and he was amazing.
I was so mad when he was only in one scene.
Right?
Oh, my God.
But that's what was effective about it, is, yeah. Like, you're like, oh, it's Kieran Culkin. He's going to be around for a minute. What? Yeah. That's it? Okay. Yeah. Chip?
Have you seen Jiro Dreams of Sushi?
What?
Jiro Dreams of Sushi.
No, I've heard a lot about that, but I've never seen it.
It's a documentary. It's great. You will like fall in love with sushi if you do not always already love sushi.
I'm all right with sushi.
You're gonna love it after you watch it.
I'm cool with sushi, and it's a fictional or documentary.
It's a documentary.
Oh, yeah. Doc. Okay.
Yeah, about this guy over in Japan. He's had his own sushi place for like 50 years, and it costs like $300 to go to his place like just for lunch. But everybody who goes says it's worth it because it's the greatest thing they've ever eaten in their lives.
Sushi is usually pretty great.
Yeah.
I can't imagine sushi that's that much better.
Like, Watch the movie,
what do they do to it?
He, like, slaps it around, and I swear to God, he like, beats it.
Oh, so much sushi's just been given a fair break.
Yeah, exactly.
And just the sushi delivered to your table non-violently.
Exactly. So you get to watch that happen. It's you have to avert your eyes.
Slapping salmon, I like it.
Yeah.
All right, that does sound like one I should see because I've always heard good things about it.
Yeah,
I just haven't seen it. I mean, there's thousands of documentaries that are great that I haven't seen because I like movies, traditional fictional
right,
movies the best. But documentaries are great as
well.
If
it helps, you can watch it and pretend it's fake.
Like, well, just with that title, Jiro Dreams of Sushi, just seems like Jiro, in the end, finds love with a person.
Yeah, it's true. I don't want to give it away.
Okay, Michelle, what'd you find on your phone?
Well, yeah, so I kind of like half remembered something from my youth. It's a movie from the 80s. My sisters and I used to love it. I haven't seen it forever. Nice Girls Don't Explode. Huh?
It's true.
And it's really...
That's real?
It's real. It's really funny. It's a dark comedy. I cannot remember anybody who acted in it.
Wait, weren't you just looking it up?
Yeah, I was, but I didn't want to stare at I could tell you.
Okay.
Who was that? But
kinda
I know
curious.
One, the guy from Princess Bride was in it. Wallace Shawn is in it. And wow. And she basically grows up thinking that her mom convinced her that she'll explode if a guy touches her, and it's
that's a pretty good way to teach abstinence.
And Barbara Harris is the mom, and she's pretty recognizable in things.
Like her, yeah. She's from the original Freaky Friday.
Yeah, and the girl is actually, her name is Michelle Mayrink, and I don't think she's ever been in...
Mayrig?
Mayrink.
Mayrink. Yeah, she's in other things. I think she's the girl in Real Genius, maybe.
Yeah, she was in a bunch of 80s movies, but
yeah,
not much.
Yeah, she did some work.
It's legitimately funny and weird and crazy. So,
all right.
It's a good movie.
Okay. Probably not the movie I'd find to be great.
Mm-hmm.
Might be a fun to watch it though. Might be a nice diversion.
Yes.
But of everything everybody said today, I'd say, what'd you say, Randy?
The Dangerous Lives of Altar
Boys. Yeah. So Chip wins that round.
Yeah. Ah.
Yeah. There's nothing to win really.
Shit.
But now I just want to do a weird thing here right now. And just everybody be quiet for a second. What is that noise? It's just above our heads that the audience probably can't hear.
I think it's something in the vents.
I think like maybe, or the refrigerator back there. I think it's part of the
refrigeration
kitchen.
Maybe, yeah. But there's just something that's making a noise that sounds like, you know, when you're like in a cab or an Uber or a Lyft and the driver wants to listen to music but thinks you don't need to hear it. You know what I mean? They've got it so fucking low that you're just like, what is that we're listening to for the entire ride? That's what this sounds like to me, but I'm easily distracted.
Some people call me.
Is it bothering any of you front row people? It will now.
It's the opening scene to Mouse Hunt 2, where all the stars. sounds like a mouse in the vents.
There's mouse running in the vents, you guys. There's mouse running in the vents, I just said.
Yeah.
Look out, mouse! It's mouse, everybody. All right, well, so I'll try to watch the ones of those I haven't seen, and by try to watch them, that means probably not get around to it. But Bert, turn the show off, because it's about time for me to say, let the games begin! Ladies and gentlemen, pick your name tags. Go grab a name tag, please. There's lots of great ones in the front row, but please go throughout the room as they yell at you. And we're going to go to a brief commercial message. We'll be right back. Today's episode is brought to you in part by Carvana. Remember the last time you bought a car? Was it a good experience? Going to the dealership, haggling with a salesperson? Probably not. The last time I bought a car, it took me like 4 hours. That's right, 4 hours on my day off, sitting around a dealership. It sucked. But I just thought that was the reality of car buying. Then I learned about Carvana, the nation's leading online car company. Get this, you can buy a car online from over 7,000 certified company-owned cars. Then have it delivered to you as soon as the next day, or you can pick it up at the world's first coin-operated car vending machine. For reals, a car vending machine. And every car comes with a 7-day return policy. You can see if the car fits your life and return it for a refund if it doesn't. That's way better than a 15-minute test drive. Plus, Carvana doesn't have all those salespeople, so you don't have to pay for them either. That means some serious savings on their vehicles. Skip the dealership and buy a car online. Check out Carvana.com/Doug to learn more. That's Carvana.com/Doug. It's the new way to buy a car.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
All right, we're back. And in my opinion, you guys did not look hard enough. Yeah, I'm sorry, everybody. Try again tomorrow. But the four that did get chosen, congratulations on getting here early and sitting close. Let's start with Michelle. What do you got?
I got a great poster, some good Photoshop work here. Jake, I'm assuming, otherwise this would be weird. Unjakeable.
All right.
That's Jake on top, Doug on the bottom, and then for some reason some vodka. Is that part of the movie? No,
no, that's
okay.
Part of trying to get you to pick that name tag.
Oh.
And if, is it Tito's vodka?
It's Absolut, because he's
right.
Lazy.
You can have it.
Thank you.
We got two Tito's on that one, but you didn't get picked, so I don't want to take your booze. Plus, I drink for free, you guys. It's pretty much the thing I'm most excited about in life, is that I can walk into any comedy club and have some free drinks.
Doug, are you doing a show here this weekend?
No. Just came by for some drinks. Chip, what do you got?
This is an artifact. It is a pan with a name tag that says Peter in it. So Peter Pan.
Peter Pan. That's good.
And as a bonus, it looks like a name tag from The Price is Right. So I had to take that one.
Great job, Peter. And Randy, I've seen this before, I think. I have, because I've signed it.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's an actual baby doll.
It's a baby doll.
And it's got your logo in puffy paint.
Corey loves Doug's face.
Yeah, Corey loves Doug. You've signed it.
Yeah.
I think this is an hardcore old school fan like me, because you used to give out those monkeys.
Woot monkeys.
Woot monkeys. Yeah. This is a baby doll.
With a woot monkey coming out of its head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's blinking.
And the baby blinks.
I don't like that.
Which is never creepy at all. can you imagine your baby looking at you being like, wink? What? What is happening? We have a secret, baby?
Yeah. Yeah, the secret is I have a fucking monkey out of my head. Yeah.
You find me sexy, monkey baby? All right, so that Corey, good job. You got picked again. Did you win the last time you got picked?
Nope.
Okay. So still in it to win it. You know, the classic name tags sometimes work more than once. That is a creepy-ass name tag. All right, Doogie.
I've got Lar Wars, L-A-U-R.
The Empire Strikes Masks?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to figure
out. That's your last name?
Is your last name Strikes
Laura Mask?
Sorry.
What's your last name?
Oh.
Should have put that on there.
Yeah, Shirley went with like the first four letters. Yeah, mask. All right, but lots of us are on there. Are you on there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why you picked it.
Trey Gallion's on there.
Jacob and Sam Levine and Mark Wahlberg and me. Yeah, great job.
That would have been a great movie.
I think they went the wrong way with it.
Yeah.
Now that I see this would have been huge. Good job, Laura. Good job to everyone. Thank you for making name tags. Always appreciate it. But these four are going to fight it out now on behalf of the ones they chose. And we're going to start with... This might be the last time I do it, because it's just it's a time of year thing. It's the commence with the commencement game. No applause for a reason. No, there's a good reason.
And everyone leaves.
There's a good reason there's no applause, because this game is fairly new and not that great. Here we go. No, I'm going to read to you a commencement speech from a motion picture. You all get to guess as often as you'd like until someone gives me the correct full title of the motion picture that this speech is from. I'll give some clues right at the end if you still haven't gotten it. Just the guys on stage, guys and gals on stage, no one in the audience, please, guessing on this, because there's only one answer. Usually when people guess from the audience, they say something that's not even right. Mm. But here, you guys are going to nail it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
No.
Somebody knows this movie. And I read the entire thing using Bane voice. And congratulations to Tom Hardy. Apparently now he's playing a villain. He's playing Venom in a movie. Venom's a Spider-Man thing.
Uh-huh.
And he's playing Venom, and he's wearing a mask.
Always with the mask.
Well, three times.
He should just get veneers. I think he's self-conscious.
There's memes on the internet about him wearing masks all the time, but I was just watching on HBO the other night a movie where he plays twins who both don't wear masks. So I wouldn't really call him a mask guy. But three masks is a lot for one guy.
It's a lot. He should just get veneers or something if he's self-conscious. I mean.
All right, here we go. What movie is this from?
Fight for what matters to you, no matter what. Because even if you fall short, what better way is there to live? It's easy to feel hopeful on a beautiful day like today. But there will be dark days ahead of us, too. There will be days where you feel all alone. And that is when hope is needed most. No guesses? No matter how bad it gets. Or how lost you feel.
Say anything.
You must not...
Wonder Boys.
Oh, excuse me. You must promise me that you will hold on to hope.
Back to school.
Keep it alive.
That's it.
I think you do this game just because you like talking in the Bane voice. It's just an excuse to...
Did you handwrite the whole thing out?
Yes, I did.
He's still in character. Is it Heart's War?
It was hard to write down because I had to step out of the shadows.
Heart's War?
All right, so I'll give you a clue.
Nope.
And I gotta watch your mouths because whoever jumps in the fastest.
Dead Poet Society.
No. Oh. The character's name is Gwen Stacy.
Spider-Man.
Ten Things I Hate About You?
No. And.
Spider-Man 2.
She's played by Emma Stone.
Easy A.
And it's a sequel.
Spider-Man 3. The Return of Spider-Man.
And it's got a 2 in the title.
Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, and the word
Spider-Man.
And the word amazing.
Amazing Spider-Man 2.
She started first.
Oh shit. Keep it alive. Good job, Brandy. Split second difference there, though, I think. So it's a good thing I was looking at you guys. Amazing Spider-Man 2. Yeah. So Randy gets to go first in this next game. And then we'll go to Chip, Michelle, and Doogie. I'll come at you one at a time with a tagline. This is whose tagline is it anyway? I will say much more popular than the commencement game. Which is done for now. But I will say a line from, you know, classic advertising line for a motion picture, like in space, no one can hear you scream, or just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water. That was for Jaws 2. Get one guess. If you're wrong, move on to the next person. Start with you, Randy. There are some places in the universe you don't go alone.
In the universe, you don't go alone.
Let me just give you a quick elimination of one title. It's not Larry Crown. That would make no sense.
Universe. Spaceballs?
No. That was my not bad, but no.
They seem like a ragtag together team out in space.
Yeah. Yeah. Chip, what do you think?
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
Oh, okay. No. Oh. Yeah. Michelle?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Which part?
Motherfucker.
I mean, you could just say Guardians of the Galaxy, and that means you're saying the first one.
I'm saying the first one.
No. Doogie.
Guardians of the Galaxy Part 2?
It's Volume 2, and I was just fucking around with Michelle. It's not... it's not either of those.
Don't do this to me! I want to win!
There are some places in the universe you don't go alone is from Aliens. Aliens, the sequel to Alien, had that tagline.
They should have been in space... Still no one can ever...
Right? People still can't hear you, stupid.
Still can't hear you scream. Yeah.
In space, your screams are bullshit still.
Stop it.
Get with the program.
Can't take your hat off in space. Your helmet.
All right, we'll start with Randy. This next one is a deadly new attraction.
A deadly new attraction.
What movie said it's a deadly new attraction?
Deadly new attraction. Fatal Attraction.
You know that there have been worse taglines, but that one would be a little too on the nose,
too
I think.
On the nose, yeah.
Chip,
Arachnophobia.
Oh, good guess. No, yeah. Michelle.
What's the movie where the whales kill everybody? The documentary, that one. Thank you.
Blackfish?
Thank you. Blackfish. That would be a good one.
Wait, Blackfish or Blackfish 2?
It wouldn't be
each one.
They should make Blackfish 2 because those places, SeaWorld's still open, but they, yeah, that would... It's not a new attraction. They've done that for many years, but...
For many reasons.
I like where your head's
thank
at.
You, thank you.
PETA appreciates it. You'll get a tweet from them, yeah. I'm sure.
Lots of tweets.
Yeah. Doogie?
Jurassic Park 3?
That's not a bad guess, too. The deadly new attraction was for Jaws 3D.
Oh, man.
Yeah. All right. We'll start with Randy again. Pray you die first. And that's not the tagline for this show. Pray you die first.
Final Destination?
Wait, why would you... Okay. No.
No. Because you're going to die... And you're going to die horrible.
As long as you're going to die, you might as well go first?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, this is a terrible tagline now that I think about it. Like, I can't think of any situation where, like, yeah, I wish I was the first to die. I mean, I guess there's some, but... Chip?
It's not...
Not Human Centipede, lady.
Yeah.
She is right, though. That is an instance where you'd want to go first.
You hope you go first, not die first. Or wait, no, isn't last the best spot?
No.
It's best.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You want to be in the front.
You want to be in front of the centipede.
It's definitely the best.
You
want to
be top centipede.
Yeah. That's a reality show, top centipede.
Like, I mean, other than having 1 to 100 people sewed to behind you, what's the downside to being the first?
There's kind of none, really. It's
pretty pleasant, I bet.
Yeah. You can't go through revolving doors. I think that's the hardest part.
Yeah. You don't have anybody to talk to.
Don't even try.
Don't even get started about the glass ceiling. No. All right. What are we? Where were we at, Michelle?
Was it me? It wasn't you. Did you go? You didn't go.
Oh, I didn't go. Blair Witch Project.
Oh, okay. No.
No.
Anaconda.
Another good guess. No.
The Hunger Games?
No, sorry. This one is from... this was from Alien Resurrection.
Jesus! Is the next one going to be a Jaws one? Did I just ruin it for you?
I don't know. Randy's up first. This time, it's personal.
Oh, my gosh. Now I'm supposed to know.
What's the exact title?
Jaws 4. Jaws 4, The Legend of the Shark.
That's a good... That would have been a better title.
Chip?
Jaws of Revenge.
That's correct!
Jesus Christ!
Then there's one where Jaws runs the HR department at a big company, and the tagline is, this time it's personnel. I could have made that joke 30 years ago and I just thought of it now. All right, so that means Chip wins that game. Congratulations, Chip.
Thank you.
But I did have a tiebreaker, so I just for the fun of it, I want to say it and then see if any of you have a guess of what this might be. Whoever wins... ... We lose.
Alien versus Predator.
That is correct.
Yes.
AVP.
Yeah. Yeah, it's actually called AVP : Alien versus Predator. Like, that is the dumbest.
Full title, which is not the full title.
So weird. Like, they just immediately wanted it to catch on in a cool way. Like, people are like, you can see AVP?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know me.
TTY, right. Gonna go see EAVP.
I forgot to mention that you know, we have a box of donuts over here, and
Bilers,
how do you open this
best
fucking thing? Oh, I got it, I got it. Yeah, I was the worst on Christmas morning. Like, if the present was a gift certificate, it got ripped into pieces. But who won the first game? Randy did. Randy, do you want to chuck a donut into the crowd?
I'd love to chuck
it. Yeah, come grab a donut and then chuck it at everybody. And then Chip won the next game, so he gets... Be careful with your baby. That one's not too messy. Yeah, all right, how far messy back are we going to go? You trying to go back wall? You just watched a baseball movie?
Yeah,
oh, look at that light over there. Try to hit that guy. All right, Chip. Oh, shit. There he goes. He's got a baseball name. Chip. Somebody hold up a sign that I can hit. No, a big one. I need a big one. There it is. Say anything. Oh. Say anything. Let's try again. Watch your face behind him. I just hit John Cusack in the dick. All right. So we'll throw a few more at the very end, but we got to play... We gotta play one more game. It's Last Man Stanton. All right, so I have Chip gets to go first. All we'll right switch the order around. It goes Chip, Randy, Doogie, me, Michelle. I play along on this one. Someone in the audience has been previously chosen by me. Several of you had great reasons for me to pick you, so I had to go kind of random on this one. Someone named Jester. Woo! That's you right up front, see? Nice. I usually pick someone that ends up also being in the front row, so that works out great. What's your deal, Jester? What was your name tag?
It was Lala Jan.
Lala Jan, Jan, then your name is Jan?
My last name.
Oh, last name, J-A-N-N, okay. Oh, he turned the lights back on, isn't that pretty?
Fancy.
Beautiful.
It's very nice.
So
that
romantic
sign is just...
City of Stars. Yeah, and I can sing it as well as they do in the movie. So, if I would have known you could be in musicals if you know how to hum, I would, All right, so you get to, it's a consolation prize for you after making a great name tag. He's gonna name an actor or actress, and we're gonna take turns naming movies they were in. Your lifeline, each of you can go to once, is the person whose name tag you chose. So use that wisely. I always like to advise to go get your lifeline involved early, but you do what you gotta do. Jester, what do you got for us? Rick Moranis. That's going to be probably a pretty short game.
Yeah. It's going to be quick.
This is a gentleman who retired from film and from our eyeballs. How long ago now? How long has Rick been out of the game?
It's got to be like 20 years. 25?
A decade? 20 years? 25?
Was he ever in movies?
You son of a bitch. What's your first name? Because I don't want to continue to refer to you by your last name, Rob. Yeah. Because I hate you. Why do you think that'd be a good name? Because he is well loved. You're right.
Beloved.
Yeah. All right. So I'm sorry I was mad at you. Let's go ahead and give it a go. See how it works out, starting with Randy.
Starting with Chip? All right, I'll start.
What's that? Oh, wait. No, Chip. Sorry. That was a close one.
Wow.
Randy almost,
you almost got through, Randy.
Wait, because Chip won the last game.
Yeah, I think yeah, so. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so Chip, then Randy, then Doogie, then me.
All right, let's just start Ghostbusters.
Right?
I'm going to go Parenthood.
Oh, okay. Parenthood.
Because I have a baby.
I like it. Doogie?
Honey, I Shrunk Those Kids.
All right.
I'm kidding.
Now,
it's the kids. I'm kidding. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Sorry. Honey, yeah. I Shrunk Them Kids.
Yeah.
Honey, the kids, they're shrunk. Sorry. I've been working hard in the lab. Full title. Yeah. And I'm just tired and they're smaller. Honey,
that'd be the first
down?
Question she would ask is like, well, how much did you shrink the kids?
Quite a bit.
They're already fucking kids.
Very
small. How much smaller did you go on
smaller
that?
Smaller than you'd like.
All
it's
right.
Dangerous.
Now, the sequel to that made no sense, but I'm going to say it anyway and hopefully make some sense of it and say it right, because there seems like there's more than one way you could say it, but... Honey, I Blew Up the Kids?
Yeah.
No, I don't think...
It's just Honey, I Blew Up the Kids, singular?
Baby. Baby? Baby?
The baby! God damn it! It's a fucking baby! Honey, I Blew Up the Baby Driver. All right, I'm out.
Nice babies don't blow up.
I knew I was going to fuck it up, because why would it be I Blew Up the Kids? Because he only blows up the baby. But also, just what a weird phrase to say out loud. I blew up the baby.
She was probably like, oh my God, you blew him up. And he's like, oh, no, no, no. He's bigger. I didn't.
Don't worry. I.
Oh.
Yeah, I just inflated him via his penis.
I thought he exploded. No, 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 no. So he's the size of an adult? Yeah.
Like, yeah, you'd think the kid was in an explosion when you say that.
It's blew up the kid.
No, really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not blew up the baby? It's I blew up the kid. Okay, settle down. Is another kid about to blow up?
So wait, you did get it right.
Get down! No, I said it wrong because I said kids because I was trying to keep it in line with the original title, but that's why I was arguing with myself. But I don't mind being out early on this one because this is a real challenge. What do you got, Michelle?
Little Shop of Horrors.
Yes. Back to you, Chip.
I'm going to go with My Blue Heaven.
Yeah. Randy?
Strange Brew.
Yes. Honey, I Strange Brew Up the Baby.
All right, I'm going to have to go to my lifeline.
Here we go, Laura.
Spaceballs?
Spaceballs!
Shit, yeah.
It already came up!
Yeah, yeah.
He plays Darth Helmet.
Yeah.
Dark Helmet. All right, Spaceballs.
Thank you.
All right. You saved Doogie's ass. So let's recap. We got Ghostbusters, Parenthood, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, Little Shop of Horrors, My Blue Heaven, Strange Brew, Spaceballs. Michelle?
I'm going to have to go to my lifeline.
Really?
Yeah.
It's interesting because I there's two titles that are just hanging out there ready for you to say. But if you feel you got to go to your lifeline, then do what you got to do.
I have to go to my lifeline.
Okay,
Jake.
Michelle's lifeline.
Brother Bear.
Brother Bear? Brother Bear? I can't confirm that, but I'm going to take it.
Thank you.
That'd be pretty ballsy to say that. And Rick Moranis had nothing to do with it.
Wow.
Brother Bear. All right.
Took that one off the table.
It was never on the table. I don't think anyone else would have said that. Maybe. Chip?
Didn't we say Ghostbusters 2?
No.
Ghostbusters 2! 2!
I don't even remember.
Too hot to handle, too cold to hold.
I don't remember. I was thinking of that one, but I don't remember his scenes, like what he did in that one.
He had to get on the bus, and Slimer was driving the bus, right? Wasn't that? Yeah.
I don't remember him in that.
Yeah, yeah. He was still involved. He got laid.
He totally did get laid. Yeah.
He got fucking fucked.
Are you the gatekeeper? I'm the keymaster.
Yeah. Keymaster of Gozer. Yeah, brilliant, brilliant comedic actor, and they say that he might be resurfacing to be in something.
I read that. Somebody, I think I read that. Back. Yeah.
Yeah, might just be wishful thinking, but
that's exciting.
Love that guy. All right, Randy.
I'm gonna have to go to Corey, my lifeline.
Corey.
Shit.
Little Giants, son of a bitch.
That was mine.
Good one, Corey.
Oh, that was mine.
Now, there is a guy that you could confuse with him. I'll just say this right out, you know, at this point so you don't. He's got lots of titles under his belt, but he's a porn star. We're not talking about Rick Moranis. We're talking about Rick Moranis. What do you got, Doogie?
Honey, I blew the kids. Oh, that's Rick Moranis.
That's Rick Moranis.
Sorry.
Rick Moranis.
Moranis.
Yeah. Moranis.
Okay, I was thinking of Moranis. Yeah, what?
Moranis.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was in this, but I'm going to take a shot. Was he in Stripes?
Wait a second.
What?
Let me just back up a second.
Okay.
You jokingly said something about a title that is still available. Anyway, no, Stripes is wrong. And you already used your lifeline?
Yeah.
All right, you're out. Doogie's out. Michelle?
Ghostbusters 3.
No. Nice try, though.
Chip. All right.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Someone in the audience just yelled Chip like they're hosting the show
Thanks for the moral support. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Chip!
I know the ones hanging out there, and I can't put the right words together. I'm going to go to the lifeline. Peter. Brother Bear 2.
What? No.
No.
I'll take Brother Bear, but I can't fucking take Brother
take
Bear
2. Take this goddamn pan back now. I'm going to throw it.
Is there a Brother Bear 2?
Yes.
And he's in it?
Yes.
No. Nope, 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 nope. All right, I guess I gotta go with it. We'll talk to the corrections department. They're closed for the weekend. We'll talk to them about it on Monday. Randy?
Was he in Hook?
No.
No. Oh, man.
So you already used your lifeline?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, so that means Chip is our winner. And because I fucked it up, any one of you could have said, honey, I blew up the kid.
Oh.
Wait, I thought we already used that one.
What?
What's the baby one then? Isn't there a baby?
I thought that was off the
That's
table.
That's what we were talking about.
That's what I can't. There's so many children that he fucking blew up. I can't keep it straight.
No, but in the second one, it was just the baby. That's
right.
Why I thought it was the kids.
The kids.
But just one baby. And then we said baby. And then we said kid.
That's too many
then
children.
Then that lady over there said, it's called Honey, I Blew Up the Kid.
Oh.
So it was out there for anyone else to say.
She was just so angry. I was afraid to listen. I was like, oh, that's... I was more affected by her anger than her accuracy. I apologize.
That's all right. Do you want to throw a donut?
I'll throw a donut.
Victory donut!
Where's the Accolade? Where's the Accolade? Right here, Accolade. There you go. Boom.
Now she's not as angry because you threw a donut
Did
at her.
I do that?
Yes. Oh, okay. I was just checking. You fucking. You
did
know
it go on
you.
The floor?
Yeah.
Oh, and you're not gonna pick it up?
I did.
Oh, you did, but you don't want it.
It's the table.
Here, throw it back.
Okay. All right.
Okay, now Doogie, throw it to somebody else. Okay, now that person eat it. Eat it.
Eat it.
It only
eat
touched it. The ground
eat
twice.
Eat it. Eat it. My hands are filthy.
All right. Michelle Balloon, what do you got to plug?
You can go to my website, balloon.com. And if you live here in Philly, I have a show at a Bardot Cafe called Northern Comedies. It's the first Wednesday of every month at 9 p.m. It's a really fun show. So please come out and check that show out.
Yay, Michelle Balloon. Here, pass this down to Chip. And Chip, where's your person you played
straight
for?
Straight back here. Straight back here.
Come get your prize bag.
Come on.
Can I get your name tag, Michelle?
Yeah.
Pass it down. You, don't forget to get Pete back his pan. Give Peter his pan.
Peter, your pan.
Peter's not right without his pan. We got a message coming in for Ricky. I mean, what's happening? Randy? Oh, a shit. Oh, I see. The shithead's not on the back of your the baby. You don't want to write a shithead on the baby. So she gave it to you in napkin form. Okay, just, you can just hand it to me. And do you want your baby back? Corey? What do you got to plug, Randy?
Did you plug already?
Oh, Chip, did you plug yet?
No, I'll plug. I'm at Good Good Comedy this Saturday, Friday with Blake Wexler. And
are you sure?
I don't know. I don't know anything. And just at Chip Chantry, Twitter, Instagram, all that. Do that. Follow me, please. That would be wonderful. At Chip Chantry. Thank you so much. And follow Randy, too. She's hilarious, as is Michelle and Doogie.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So follow Randy. Me on Twitter. Randy, that's Randy with an I, Lawson, on Twitter. But I want to plug this cool project that I'm part of. I'm doing art right now for the Dead Milkmen's new album. You guys
know? Wow.
So,
right.
Wait.
Yes.
I love the Dead Milkmen.
But wait, there's more. So they're so awesome. What they're doing is through the record label The Giving Groove, they are donating half of the profits from this album to music-related charities. So right now, like, art's more important than ever. So if you want to do something good and you like the Dead Milkmen, go to their website and pre-order. The album comes out this fall, and you'll be doing something good and getting some really great music. So
that's great.
Excellent. Randy Lawson, Doogie Horner,
Doug Benson.
We got it.
Right back at you.
Yeah, what do you got?
I'm doing a show this Friday at Johnny Brenda's. It's June 30th. We're raising money for Philabundance, which is a local charity that helps feed people. You can also check out my books. I have some very interesting cats, perhaps you weren't aware of. 100 Ghosts, Everything Explained Through Flowcharts, The Die Hard Coloring Book, many more.
I love The Die Hard Coloring Book.
Hope you have lots of red crayons.
Especially when you're drawing his feet.
And check out my album, A Delicate Man. You can get it on Spotify, iTunes, all that.
All right, Doogie Horner. Douglas Movies is back at Meltdown Comics in Los Angeles on Saturday, July 8th at 4:20. And of course, we'll be back here tomorrow, and some of you will be here. Thank you so much to Helium and everybody who came out. Always a blast. You thought I was going to say gas, didn't you? And as always, a shithead, and a shithead walking into a bar are shitheads. I didn't even know about this. Darnell Williams for leaving Helium is a shithead. So shout out to Darnell who's leaving. And is this going to go over big, Doogie?
What's that?
Yeah,
is
this gonna go over big? That's going to go over big. Very big. Very big. Very big.
Pat Toomey is a shithead.
Yeah!
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, cause Doug loves movies.
Looking to unsuck the experience of going to the dealership? Then Carvana can help. With Carvana, you can browse, buy, trade in, and finance your next vehicle online from the comfort of your home. Choose as soon as next day delivery or pick up your vehicle from the world's first coin-operated car vending machine. And wave bye-bye to buyer's remorse with their 7-day money-back guarantee. Go to Carvana.com/DOUG for the new way to buy a car.